Can people hear me on Zoom?
I can hear you well.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, great. So, welcome everyone. Birchus, Rav Rosenzweig, and Birchus, my parents and grandfather. Today, the topic is Karban Pesach as a Karban Yachid, as a Karban Sibur. The Karban Pesach is arguably one of the most unique karbanos that people offered when the Beis HaMikdash was around. In general, just for everybody, there were basically two categories of karbanos. One is a karban yachid, an individual karban, and the other is a karban sibur, a communal karban. There are different halachos for each of those two categories. But as we'll see, the Karban Pesach doesn't really fit neatly into either one of those two categories. Superficially, it might seem like an easy call, that it's just an individual offering since every Jew has to bring it. But as we'll see, it doesn't really fit neatly into either category. In some ways, it's like a Karban Yachid. In some ways, it's like a Karban Sibur. And in some ways, it's both. So the goal is to try to be Magdir according to various Rishonim as well as the overall gestalt of the way Chazal viewed the carbon, whether it's a carbon yachid or a carbon sibur or somewhat of a hybrid. You can kind of approach this from, there's really two questions that we need to ask. The first is whether it is a carbon yachid or a carbon sibur. But the second question, which, is arguably even more important, is are there nafgaminos? Meaning, is it just conceptually, are we interested in knowing whether it's a carbon yachid or a carbon sibur? Or are there practical halachic nafgaminos that emerge from it? Or are those halachic ramifications a function of some other issue that also impacts the Karban Pesach? As we'll see, another issue is that it's kavua lo zman, that it has a set time that it needs to be brought. And certain halachos, which we might normally associate with it being a Karban Sibur, might actually, according to some Rishonim, be a function of kviya zman, the fact that it has to be brought on the 14th of Nisan. Just as sort of a hakdama, the Rivan in Pesachim, I think it's on Samach Beis Amid Beis, he basically says you can call the Karban Pesach whatever you want. It's a Karban Yachid sometimes, it's a Karban Sibur. It's sort of like the Kvi, or the Koi, depending on how you pronounce it. But I want to first go through the Gemaras in Pesachim, where it might come out from. And then hopefully we'll branch out into the rest of Shas. Predominantly what I'm going to be talking about today is comparing the Shitas of Rashi and the Rambam. Hopefully if there's time towards the end, we'll branch out into the Balei HaTosfos, potentially the Ritva as well if there's time. So let's first start on the Gemara on Samach Vav Amid Aleph. It's not in the source sheet, I just assumed everybody had a Gemara in Sachem. So at the very beginning of the sixth parak, it talks about aspects of the Hakravas Karban Pesach that are Docha Shabbos, that override Shabbos. And the Gemara starts off with a Tanu Rabbanan. It's a Maimar Chazal, which talks about a story that happened at one point during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Historically, it was relatively early on. During the second Beis HaMikdash, when Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Halacha zu nis'alma b'nei b'seira. This halacha, that the Karban Pesach is Deicha Shabbos, was forgotten by the b'nei b'seira. So almost immediately the Meiri asks there, well, what does it mean that it was forgotten? Like, it's almost impossible that when they were Mekadesh al Piri'iyah, that at one point in, 14 years, 20 years, at some point, it would fall out on Shabbos, and they should have known what to do. So the Meiri says that they knew that it was Docha Shabbos, it was just that they forgot the reason, or they weren't sure what the reason or why it was okay. But regardless, whatever the actual Mitzias was, they weren't sure if it was Docha Shabbos or not. So Shachov lo yadu and Pesach Docha. So Shabbos, they forgot, they didn't know if it was Docha Shabbos or not. Amru klum yesh adam sheyadei and Pesach Docha es HaShabbos. Is there anybody that knows whether it's Docha Shabbos or not? Amar lahem adam echad yesh sha'alam mi bavel v'hillel habav lishmal. Hillel knows sheshimesh negdoi lehadar shmai v'avtalion. that he was Mishamish Shmaya Naftalion and Yodayam in Pesach Derches HaShabbos, and he would know whether it's Derches HaShabbos or not. So they called him up and they asked him, is it Derches HaShabbos or not? And Hillel said, V'chi Pesach Echad Yishlanu B'Shana Shedorches HaShabbos, is there only one, he uses Pesach colloquially, is there only one karban that's Derches HaShabbos throughout the year? V'alo harbe yosir mimasayim sachem Yishlanu B'Shana Shedorches HaShabbos. There are tons of karbanos throughout the year that are Derches HaShabbos and Yom Tov. So Amar lo minayim lecha, so what's the makar? Amar lahem, ne'mar mo'ado ba'pesach, v'ne'mar mo'ado b'tamid. So it says, mo'ado by carbon Pesach, and ba'midbar it says, v'yasu b'nei Yisrael sa'pesach b'mo'ado, and it also says, mo'ado by tamid. Tzavis b'nei Yisrael v'amartal lahem es karbini lachmi li'yishai re'ach nichochi, tishmiru l'hakavli b'mo'ado. So ma mo'ado amar b'tamid doche es ha'shabbos, af mo'ado amar ba'pesach doche es ha'shabbos. So, just like it says Moado by the Karban Tamid and Estocha Shabbos, so too Moado by Pesach is also Estocha Shabbos. The old Kal V'Chomer, and then he gives a Kal V'Chomer. Uma Tamid She'en Onesh Kares Estocha Shabbos. So just like by a Tamid where there's no Kares and it's Estocha Shabbos, Pesach Onesh Kares Ein Odin Estocha Shabbos. So obviously Karban Pesach, which has the penalty of Kares associated with it, it should be Estocha Shabbos. So they liked that, and they appointed him as a, and they appointed him as the nasi or somebody in charge. So just skipping down to the first Amar Mar, it's four wide lines down. So it says Nemar Moado by Pesach and Nemar Moado b'Tamid. Right. So we said earlier that it says Moado by both Pesach and Tamid. So v'Tamid Gufei Minol under Dafi Shabbos. How do we know that the Tamid itself is Derech Shabbos? Ilei Mishum D'Chsev Maybe Moado. Pesach nami yoksiv be moado. So you can't darshan it from moado because we just loved after that. Ella, moado lo mashmale. So moado can't be mashmale. Hacha nami moado lo mashmale. Ella amar kra, ola shabbos b'shabbato al ola satamid. Michlal the tamid kafir b'shabbos. That's a teres hakasov. That the mashmas of it is that the, in addition to the Shabbos carbon, you're also supposed to bring the weekday carbon. So that's how we know that the carbon tamid is doicha Shabbos. Then just, I'll say the next part outside. The Amar Mar about the Kal V'Chomer, they pointed out that there is a certain weakness of the Kal V'Chomer because the carbon tamid is tadir and kalil. It's brought every day and it's also completely burnt up, so perhaps it has a higher degree of kedusha associated with it, and so therefore would not be doicha that. And so therefore it says actually you're supposed to reverse the order. First he said the Kal V'Chomer, and then he said the this Gzeirah Shavah of Moado Moado. And then finally, on Samach Vav Amid Beis, it then asks, okay, fine, so we found out about why it's Docha Shabbos. How do we know it's Docha Tuma? So there's a whole back and forth, there's a Machlokas and Psukim, and eventually they darshan it out from the Pasuk, Ish Ish Ki Yeh Tameh L'Nefesh, Ish Nidcha L'Pesach Sheni, V'Ein Sibur Nidcha L'Pesach Sheni. So it says Ish, so a single person is Docha to Pesach Sheni, but Iksibor is not Docha de Pesach Sheni. And just like it says Moado by Pesach, it says Moado by Tamid, and so therefore we're makish it the other way, and the carbon Tamid is also Docha Tum. So that's the first Gemara that we have here that mentions the carbon Pesach and the carbon Tamid as being both Docha Shabbos and Docha Tum. So the first thing that we notice is that there's absolutely no mention of carbon Yachid versus carbon Sibor. Instead, it's just purely Xeris HaKasov. At least in our Gemara, there's no mention of that. Tuma has a difference of Tzibur. Right? On Samach Vav Amid Beis, it says that there is a difference between a Yachid and a Tzibur, Lagave Pesach. But not that it's defined as a carbon Tzibur. On Samach Vav Amid Beis, it doesn't define it as a carbon Tzibur. It just says, in a scenario where the Tzibur is Tameh, it's Nidcha. Okay. Rashi, however, on Samach Vav Amid Beis, in Debra Maslo, Dedachu Tuma Minolo, so halfway through, he says, Pesach Ikri Karban Sibur, Da'asi Bikinufya Be'idach Pirkin. So Rashi, in the Sugya of Dechia by Tuma, he says that the Pesach is called the Karban Sibur. Why? Because it's Asi Bikinufya. He references a Gemara in Ayin Vav Amid Beis, which we'll see in a few minutes, and that's a callback to a Gemara in Yoma, which hopefully Mit Hashem will see. Kinufya means that it's brought as a group, as a congregation. Everybody brings it, even though everybody's bringing their individual karbanos, everybody's bringing it together, and therefore it has some aspect of a karban sibor. The question is, why is Rashi bringing that up here? mean, our Gemara doesn't mention anything about it being called a carbon tzibur. Rashi, for some reason, feels the need that definitionally the only way for the Gemara to be mechalek between the yachid and tzibur with regards to dechiyah by tuma, it has to be associated with the carbon tzibur, even though the Gemara itself doesn't mention that. So the shaila is why. That's just one ha'ara that I want to make, l'gabei shitas Rashi, as to why that is. A second just ha'ara to make is Rabbeinu Chananel. So Rabbeinu Chananel, in the Tzuras Adav of the Oz V'Hadar, it's on Samach Vav Amid Beis, it's about halfway down. He quotes a brisa. He says, "Tanya Amar Lehem Lekubal Ani Me Rabosav." Me Rabosav. This is Hillel talking. That I have a Kabbalah from my Rebbeim. Shah Pesach Deicha Hashabbos. That Pesach is Deicha Shabbos. Velo Pesach Rishon Ela Afilu Pesach Sheni. And not only Pesach Rishon, but even Pesach Sheni. Velo Pesach Tzibur Ela Afilu Pesach Yachid. And not only a Pesach Tzibur, but also a Pesach Yachid. And then they goes on to the next part. So I don't know if Rabbeinu Chananel had like a girsa in this Gemara. He's bringing the brisa from somewhere else. Lamaisa, this is in the Tosefta, and it's in reference in the Yerushalmi as well in a certain form. So presumably that's where he got it from. I don't know if he had a girsa in our Gemara like that as well. But Rabbeinu Chananel at least introduces that there's a certain dialectic in Karban Pesach. There's a Karban Pesach as a Karban Yachid and a Karban Pesach as a Karban Tzibur. He doesn't really explain what that means. I think Rabbi Shaul Lieberman, in the Tosefta Kipshuta, he references this Rabbeinu Chananel. He says what it means is that a Pesach Tzibur is just the standard Pesach Tzibur, and a Pesach Yachid is when you have an Ukimta where there's only a few people that are bringing the Karban Pesach. So let's say, Rov HaTzibur was Tamei from Tumas Azav or Mitzvah or something like that, that it's not Nidcha. So there's only just a couple of people that are able to bring, that are able to practically bring the Karban. That's one shot. Rav Menachem Zemba has another shot, which Mitzvah Shem will get to later, where he says that there are actually two Chiyuvim. There's a Chiyuv of a Pesach Rishon and a Chiyuv of a Pesach Sheni. He's Medayek that from the Mechilta de Rashbi. He thinks that's also pshat in the Gemara and Kiddushin as well. Lanias Daiti, I don't think it's Mukhrach that way. You could definitely read it that way, but I don't think it's Mukhrach. We have time, we'll get to that. But Lemaiser Rabbeinu Chananel introduces at least the fact that there is this certain dialectic of a Karban Yachid and a Karban Tzibur with regards to a Karban Pesach. And if we look at the actual Tosefta and Yerushalmi, that's in the source sheet that I gave you. Where is it? Here it is. So it's in source number 10. So if you look at the source number 10, it's on page 3, the bolded part. So Hillel says Tamid Karban Tzibur u Pesach Karban Tzibur. So in the Tosefta and the Yerushalmi, there's actually a third sort of source that Hillel gives. The Gemara in Yerushalmi calls it a hekesh, where they say that the Karban Tamid is a Karban Tzibur and the Karban Pesach is a Karban Tzibur. Ma Tamid Karban Tzibur v'doiches ha-Shabbos, af Pesach Karban Tzibur doiches ha-Shabbos. So this is very strange, what that means. A, the Bavli doesn't have it. Don't know why. Maybe the Bavli was cholek or just the Bavli didn't have it. I don't know. But this is not sort of, so to speak, the standard way of saying, oh, it's... The Karban Pesach or the Karban Tamid is Doche Shabbos because it's a Karban Tzibur. Rather, we're just using sort of empirical evidence to create this hekesh that, hey, this is a Karban Tzibur and it's Doche Shabbos. So this is also, and this is also a Karban Tzibur, therefore, it should also be Doche Shabbos. You could technically read it that it's causative, that because it's a Karban Tzibur, but I don't think the mashmaos is that way. It just seems to be that there's this hekesh, that this is a Karban Tzibur, this is a Karban Tzibur, this is Doche Shabbos, so this should also be Doche Shabbos. That's just one thing that they add. And then if you see the underlying part, Hillel also says, "Va'od mekublani me rabosai shepesach doiches ha-Shabbos v'lo pesach rishon ela pesach sheni v'lo pesach tzibur ela pesach yachid." It's a very strange phrase. What does it mean, v'lo pesach tzibur ela pesach yachid? Rabbeinu Chananel has the girsa of even af pesach yachid. That obviously Pesach Rishon should be Pesach Tzibur should be Doicha Shabbos, and I might have thought that a Pesach Sheni would not be able to be Doicha Shabbos, a Pesach Yochid would not. Kamash Malan, that nevertheless I have this Kabbalah from my Rebbeim that it is. And the Yerushalmi elaborates on all of these different aspects. So if we go to source number 11 in the Yerushalmi, the B'nai B'Seira sort of attack Hillel on all of these different levels of arguments. So if you look to the right after the bolded part, Amru Lo, they said to him, Kfar Marnu Min Yish Tocheles Mi Bavli. Yeah, we thought that there was some hope, you know, for what Hillel had to offer us. Hekesh Amar Yesh Lo Tshuva. But this Hekesh that you offered us about it being a carbon seabor, we could be Deicha that. Lo, Ima Marta B'Tamid Shekein Yesh Lo Kitzva. Tamar V'Pesach She'ein Lo Kitzva. So, a carbon Tamid has a Kitzva, and a carbon Pesach does not have a Kitzva. What does that mean? It's a rather ambiguous phrase. So if you look on page number 4, the Pnei Moshe explains, Ima Marta B'Tamid Shekein Yesh Lo Kitzva B'chol Yom V'Yom Shnei Kvasim V'Tadirhu. So the way that Pnei Moshe seems to understand it is that it's because it's tadir, and the tzlach, he adapts the Pnei Moshe. He doesn't say this explicitly. I think Rav Chaim Kanievsky links the two together conceptually. The way that tzlach explains the Gemara in source number 14, v'zeh pirusha shel Yerushalmi sheyesh lo kitzva shezmano katzuf b'chol yom v'yom, because it has a set time each day. The efshar lidchoso mizmano b'shabbos. It's so to speak this like hyper kavua lozman. V'zeu atzmo tamid tadir she'amru b'bavli. And the tzlach believes that that's what it means when the Gemara in the Bavli says that it's tadir. Ma she'ein king pesach she'ein lo kitzva she'ein zmano katzuv. As opposed to the carbon pesach, which is not zmano katzuv, she'yavo davka b'shabbos, in as much that it doesn't have to fall out on Shabbos per se. V'efshar la'aber o la'afsar ha'chodesh, because Dayston technically has the potential to manipulate the months to be ma'aber or to be machaser the chodesh, and it won't necessarily fall out on Shabbos, and therefore because it's not a done deal, it's not kavua lozman in the strictest sense of it. That's what the that's what we see from the tzlach. So the Yerushalmi is definitely different than the Bavli. It adds the carbon seabor element, but as I said before, it's not actually the reason for why it's though. It just seems to be this just this empirical evidence. That's how at least the carbon Eida understands it. And we also see, so to speak, this early form of Zmano Katsuv, but again, it's more of a svara according to the it's more of like this just piece of evidence according to the tzlach, and not a klal. And so what emerges both from the Bavli and especially from the Yerushalmi is that they're not coming with these preconceived notions that it's docha because it's a karban sibor or because it's kavua lozman. They're trying to build it out of these gzeiros hakasuv that ostensibly have nothing to do with it, and we're just using these svaras that we have of karban sibor and kavua lozman to try to manipulate those psukim. Okay, that's what I want to get out of Samach Vav Amid Beis for now. There's another gemara a little bit later on Ayin Amid Beis. This is after Ben Devender Toi Sogya. So the Gemara says, Rabbanan, my taima lo dochi Shabbos, havadai karban sibur. So the Rabbanan, who are cholek, and say that the Chagiga is not considered to be docha Shabbos, why should that be the case? Havadai karban sibur, it's a karban sibur. So Amar Rabbi Law says, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Safra, Amar Krava Chagosem Osel Chagla Hashem Shivas Yamin. Says it is a chag of Shivas Yamim, not 8 days. Mashma, that there's one day where it's not, i.e. Shabbos. And so, okay, so technically the Chachamim would have agreed that because it's a Karvan Sivur, it should be Darche, but nevertheless, because we have this Gzeres HaKasuf, which tells us, no, never mind. So Chagiga is called the Karvan Sivur. Now, the question is, who cares? Why should we care that it's a Karvan Sivur? The Gemara, explicitly, never mentioned that it's a carbon sibur anywhere in the Gemara's up until this point. The Gemara just assumes that, oh, it's a carbon sibur, so obviously it should be daicha. Again, I guess that's more of a methodological question, is, you know, when do we read the Gemara straight, or is each sugya independent? But Lemaisa, even in this sugya itself, it never mentioned the fact that it's a carbon sibur is a svara to be done for Shabbos. It just seems to take it for granted. If we look at Rashi, Rashi says, "Hamai lo dachia Shabbos." Va'afilu chagigas chamishasar. Rashi, as Tosfos says, it's really talking about chagigas yadalah. But Rashi is saying even chagigas chamishasar, havada carbon siburhu. It's a vada carbon sibur. The asi b'kinufya ki pesach, because it's bav b'kinufya like the carbon pesach is. So just like the carbon pesach is brought everybody together, so too, in a slightly more expansive sense, it's lav dafka on the same day. You technically have tashlumin, but all of Klal Yisrael is expected to bring a carbon chagiga. And then Rashi says, Uzman kavuala. So now Rashi adds in another thing, which is not in the Gemara at all. Rashi says, Uzman kavuala. So why does he add that? It sounds like that the fact that it's a carbon sibur is not enough. And now I need the added fact of Zman kavua. So why is he doing that? So if we look at Tosfos says, in the first Havadai carbon sibur hu. So Tosfos also seems to ask this, seems to anticipate this question of like, why are we calling it a carbon sibur? It doesn't seem to be with what we've been talking about up until this point. So he says, Naka carbon sibur mishum de ikatana de tali bahach. It says that it's a carbon sibur because there's one tana that's tole, the din of the Chiyas Shabbos, on whether it's a carbon sibur or not. The parak yesh carbonos, it's not yesh be carbonos, sibur she'en de yachish, a carbonos, sibur dochen as a Shabbos, ves hatoma. So he references a Mishnah in Temura, which Mitzvah Shem will get to when we start with the Rambam's opinion. But there's a Mishnah that explicitly says that it has to do with carbon sibur or not. Okay, so Tosfos seems to say that that's why it says havadai carbon sibur. Then he says umihu beperakot siolo amri kol shezmano kavua doches haShabbos v'tuma apilu biyachid. But b'maisa there's a Gemara in Yuma which is mashma that we don't really hold that way. It sounds like that it's tali on kavua lozman. So presumably, Rashi is, in different words, trying to say the same thing. Havad, when it says havadai karban sibur, Rashi's not mitzayin those words. Rashi's mitzayin amai lo dafki Shabbos. Why is it docha Shabbos? So what I think happened is that because this introduced a new theme of havadai karban sibur, like why does it say vadai karban sibur, and why is it introducing this at all? Presumably this is trying to be saying that l'kulei alma this should be docha, and therefore both Rashi and Tosfos bring in all of the svaros that could potentially be applied, both the fact that it's a carbon sibur, as well as the fact that it's kavua lozman. Now the shaila is, though, is there a connection between the two? Now you can mention it all that you want. Why does Rashi still don't need to bring kavua lozman? Okay, it's great to bring all the svaros that you can, but if that's not what the Gemara is doing, why is Rashi doing it? So perhaps there is a link between the two. Mitzvah Shem will try to get to that as well. Okay, then there's one other Gemara before we try to explain Shitas Rashi, and that's the Sugyan Ayin Vav Amedeis to Ayin Zayin. So there, that's really where the Mishnah about the Pesach is Deicha Tuma, that's really where this gets off the ground. So I'll read the Mishnah, and then I want to look at Rashi, because Rashi is very interesting. Rashi, the Mishnah says, Chamisha Dvarim Bon B'Tuma, Ve'ena Nechal B'Tuma. There are five things that are brought B'Tuma, but are not Nechal. It lists them all. And then it says that the Pesach Haba B'Tuma, Nechal B'Tuma, Shaloba Mitchilaso El La'Achila. The Pesach is an exception to the rule that it's Nechal La'Achila. Okay. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi on the Mishnah says, Chamisha Dvarim Bon B'Tuma, Ein Lecha Karba Nechal El La'Elu, the carbon sibur docha satoma. So now Rashi sort of reverts to carbon sibur docha satoma. The ashmeinan masnisin the af agav the kar of bituma laafukate sibur yedecho vasan ein neechalim bituma. So there's two interesting things here from Rashi. The first is that Rashi introduces this new phrase, which we'll see at other points, but I think this is the first time that we've seen it so far. It's laafukate sibur yedecho vasan. That the way he sort of describes carbon sibur docha tuma is that it's by virtue of the fact that we want to be la'afuke that sibur is chov, that sibur has a chiyuv to bring it, and that provides the impetus to override the Isser of being makriv betumah. Now, that might seem innocuous, but as we'll see, I don't think that everybody's maskim to this. I don't think the Rav agreed with this in totality. Because there are other ways you can phrase it, as we'll see. The second thing, which is more relevant to what we're doing now, is that it's that the chiddush of the Mishnah is that it's ein nechal and betumah. That it's not nechal betumah. The chiddush of the Mishnah is not that it's docha, it's just that it's not nechal. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is really on the second part, about the achilas karban Pesach, that unlike all these other things, this is nechal. So, at least according to Rashi, we already knew that it's docha tumah. The only thing is that it's not nechal. Okay. The interesting thing is, though, is that the Gemara doesn't sound like that. This whole Gemara, Anayin Vav and Anayin Zayin, it goes through all these psukim to try to prove not that it's not nechal and the Pesach is nechal. It's trying to provide makoros that it's docha bechlal. And it almost ignores the fact that it's nechal or not. At least for the first blot or so. That's one ha'ara. The other ha'ara, I just want to focus on one or two other rashis. Just to put it on the table, four lines from the bottom, Rashi Chagigas Chamishas, three lines from the bottom, Kigong the carbon Sibur Hu. Rashi just says, Afal Gav the Kol Yachid the Yachid Mischayev, even though every single Yachid is Mischayev to be a carbon Sibur, to bring this carbon. Karilei carbon sibur, it's nevertheless called the carbon sibur mishum da asir the kinufya basifa. Okay, this is the first time we've seen that Rashi says it explicitly, that it's everybody brings it together. Okay, just to get that on the table. The third Rashi that I want to talk about is on Ayin Zayin. It's umiratza. So the Rashi there says umiratza, that the tzitz is miratza, that the tzitz, so to speak, like atones for bringing a carbon bituma. So Rashi says, Imbo bituma do hakaimulan kol karbonas hatzibur hakavua lozman dochen es hatuma. Rabbi Shimon islay tuma dechuyu bitzibur. So as we'll see, there's a machlokas as to whether it's tuma is hutra bitzibur or dechuyu bitzibur. Rabbi Shimon holds that it's dechuyu bitzibur and that therefore it requires the ritzui of the tzitz. So over here, Rashi actually introduces the second element. He says both a carbon sibur, but then he seems to introduce the fact that it's kavul lozman, which again, the Gemara, at least at first, doesn't mention. As the Gemara develops, it introduces various svaras. But Rashi just seems to introduce this other element. Tosfos, on Samach Vav Amid Aleph, back at the beginning of the Perek, Tosfos says that this Gemara is cholek on the Gemara on Samach Vav, because the sources that it uses here are not the same ones that it uses there. It darshans it from B'moado. This is based on a Sifrei, as opposed to ours, which we actually say the Moado is merely the Hekish, and we have other Xeris HaKasavs that we saw on Samach Vav and Aleph. So, Tosfos seems to understand that our sugi is Cholek, and it's an alternative, Makar. You could say that Rashi also felt that way, and that's why he interprets the Chiddush of the Mishnah differently. That's why he brings up that it's Kavua and Sibur here and not before. Because he holds that it's a sugya that's cholik on that one, he introduces the element of Kavua Lozman here and not before, because the Gemara before didn't mention it at all. So, from that, what emerges is that there seems to be different strains in Chazal. There's the Yerushalmi, there's Samach Vav, there's Ayin Zayin. There seems to be different strains as to try to understand what the source is that it's Deicha Shabbos and Deicha Tuma. And some of them embrace Kviyas Zman as a factor of it, and some of them, so to speak, downplay it and merely highlight the carbon sibur element. Both use drashos and evidence to build up these paradigms, and don't use these paradigms as klalim to extend it to other things. That's also just another ha'ara, that when we say in the Mishnah and Tmura that it's contingent on whether it's a carbon yachid or a carbon sibur, kavul lozman or not kavul lozman, at least in the way it was constructed in Chazal, it wasn't constructed as we have a rule now we'll blanketly apply it, but rather it's that we use all of this evidence to then create a klal, which we then can use to just convey it to other people and to summarize it. Those are just some ha'aras that I want to illustrate in terms of the development of these halachos. Now I want to go to actually explain what Shitas Rashi is. So as we began to see, there's evidence that Rashi sees it both as a carbon yachid as well as a carbon sibur. As we saw, Rashi calls it a carbon sibur based on the Gemara and Yoma, that it's asi b'kinufya, that it's brought as a group. However, there is other evidence that Rashi sees it as a carbon yachid. So if we look on Samach Beis Amid Beis, the Gemara over there is talking about whether it's that there's a difference between whether you're nishchadit lishma ushalo lishma versus la'ochlav ushalo la'ochlav. And the Gemara brings various chilukim why when you shechtet lishmo ushalo lishmo, that's not good, but when you shechtet la'ochlav ushalo la'ochlav, that's okay. And it brings a couple of reasons. One of them is lishmo ushalo lishmo yeshno b'tzibor v'eino b'yachet. One is that it's that klal is, so to speak, relevant by a carbon sibor and a carbon yachid, whereas la'ochlav ushalo and la'ochlav ushalo la'ochlav is not. So what does that mean? So Rashi there says, "Eino ba'arba." It's in the Dibur Maschil, "Eino ba'arba avodos." It's the second half after the two dots. It's four lines from the bottom. Rashi says, "Machsheves achila lo shaycha b'karban sibur." That machsheves achila is not really relevant to a karban sibur. To lo shaycha ela b'pesach, because it's only shaykh by a karban pesach. That's a very strange. Very strange lashon. What it sounds like is that because it only the din of the psul achila only applies to a carbon pesach, and a carbon pesach is a carbon yachid, b'meila there's a distinction between a carbon yachid and a carbon sibur. It's very bizarre. A, we have Tosfos Kasha. Well, why didn't we then just say that there's a difference between carbon pesach and other things? The Reim Harvitz in the back of the Gemara has an interesting take on that. But Tosfos asked that question, like why? Why would the Gemara phrase it that way then? That's one thing. It's mashma that the breakdown, that at least the way Rashi sees it, the breakdown of karbanos for halachic distinctions is tzibur versus yachid and not individual karbanos. In order to create a legal distinction, you can't say that the karban pesach has the din of achila and nothing else. Rather, you need to look at it to decide, and in order to distinguish between karbanos, you have to view it as a karban yachid versus a karban sibur. And the shaila is like, why does Rashi think that way? Why would that be? But lemaisa, at least we have one piece of evidence that Rashi seems to indicate that it's called a karban yachid. Another piece that we have that seems to indicate that as well is on Pei Beis Amid Aleph. On Pei Beis Amid Aleph. It's Dibur HaMaschil B'Makom. Let me just find it. sorry, I don't see it here. Got him? I'm sorry, I don't see it here. I don't know why I have it listed on Pei Beis. Lemaisa, though, once again, Rashi, it's talking about the distinction between, it compares a nazir, the carbon of a nazir that who is tameh, as well as a carbon pesach of an individual who's tameh. That it says that they're both carbon yechidim, and therefore they're not deicha, they're not nidcha. Anyway, so that's what Rashi says. If anybody finds it, I would appreciate it. I just don't see it offhand right now. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's Pei Aleph Amid Aleph. I'm sorry. I wrote down Beis for some reason. Yeah. So the last Rashi on the bottom, he says, Klal kigo nazir v'osa pesach shehen karbanos yachid. So there, once again, Rashi says that it's a karban yachid. However, there are many times where Rashi seems to say that it's a karban sibur as well. So as we saw, there was Samach Vav Amid Beis where Rashi calls it a karban sibur with regards to Tumah. He says it again on Ayin Amid Beis, he says it in Yoma multiple times. He also says it in Zvachim and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, as well as in Zvachim Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. All these times he says basically it's Bal B'Kinufya, and so therefore it's called the carbon sefer. Now, Rashi there always uses the lashon of ikri or kari, that it's called the carbon sefer. So you can understand that in one of two ways. You can either say that it's just colloquial, that the etzim it's a carbon yachid, but for certain purposes it's termed a carbon sefer. Or you could say that it's transformative. It's ikri carbon sefer, that yes, technically it might look like a carbon yachid, but because it's babi kinufya, we call it, imbuing it with the status of a carbon sefer. So you could explain that in one of two ways. Another indication which supports the idea that it's a carbon sibur is Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. The end of Tamid Nishka, when it goes through the Seder of Akravas HaKarban, the Mishnah says, HaPesach Nishka B'Sholosh Kito, Shenemar V'Shachtu Oso Kal Kahal Adas Yisrael, Kahal Eda V'Yisrael. So the Pesach is Nishka in three groups. And we learn that from a pasuk, v'shachtu also called kahal adas Yisrael. But there are three groups. You need it. There's a kahal adas Yisrael, kahal ve'eda v'Yisrael. There are three groups that we need, three sort of communities that we need to break it down into. Rashi there says, Pesach nishchat b'shalosh kitos. Rashi says, hischei tzibur. Bein shat tzibur mu'atin v'yecholen lishchat kulan b'vas achas. Mitzvah l'chalek l'shalosh kitos zo achar zo. So we'll get back to this when we compare Rashi with the Shitas HaRambam. But just to point out, Rashi over here, as well as Rashi Al-Atar on this Pasuk, he calls it a Pischei Tzibur. What does that mean, that it's a Pischei Tzibur? It doesn't say carbon Tzibur. He says Pischei Tzibur. So why would he say that? One, it's mashma that it's a Tzibur. It's also, you could say that it's mashma that it's comprised of Yechidim, Pischei Tzibur, the carbon Psachim of a Tzibur. Rashi is defining what the tzibur is, that it's a group of people that combine to constitute a tzibur, and that's exemplified in the Mishnah when we have three groups that are essentially micro-communities. And the third diak that you can make is that if you have pischei tzibur, can there be potential for pesach yachid, like we saw in the Tosefta in Rabbeinu Chanana? That we have pischei tzibur, can you have a pesach yachid? Can there be a scenario where there wouldn't be a tzibur, but there would be a Pesach Yachid? Would there be a difference? As we'll see, I think that that's a machlokas between the Rambam and other Mefarshim, other Rishonim. That's one other Rashi. Then another two Rashis which support this is in Zvachim and Kuf Yud Zayin. So that's in the source sheet. In the source sheet, it's on page 4. So the Gemara in Zvachim talks about the history of Klal Yisrael when they came into Eretz Yisrael. There were different stages of the Beis HaMikdash. They had a Mishkan, and the Mishkan had various iterations. And there were halachic nafkaminos as to what you could be makriv at what point in history. And there was a machlokas about it. So Rashi, in source number 16, he says, Kol ha-nadir v'ha-nadid karav b'bama. According to this shita, you could be makriv neder nedava on a bama. So Rashi says, ketana. The ilu b'bama gedola al karchach karvu chovos tzibur, because on a b'bama gedola, even this ta'ana held that you can be makriv chovas tzibur. Now again, it doesn't say karbanos tzibur, it doesn't say karban tzibur. It says chovos tzibur, obligations of the tzibur. D'chsiv v'yasu es ha-pesach b'gilgo, and we learn that out from the pasuk that they could be makriv chovas tzibur from this pasuk that Klal Yisrael, when they came into Eretz Yisrael with Yehoshua, they were makriv the carbon pesach at the Mishkan at Gilgal. So I have to be makriv tov. Rabbi Kolinsky was the one that highlighted this Rashi to me. Apparently, he had given a chabura on this topic many, many years ago. He wanted to argue that this was a definitive proof that Rashi held that it's not just ikri carbon sibur, but it's mamisha carbon sibur. I don't think that's the case, because Rashi doesn't say carbon tzibur. Rashi says chovas tzibur. And I think there's a distinction. I think there's a distinction between saying that this is a carbon tzibur and just that the tzibur has a chiv. The next Rashi is the one that we're more used to. Kol she'ein neither v'nidev ein karev b'bama k'tana k'diyalef taima l'kamei she'ein yachid makriv chova b'shas heter ha'bamos v'afilu v'gidola v'tzibur b'k'tana lo mikriv v'chulu ishtachach de'ein chovas Chovos Kraven Diktan. Okay. V'ikash el Rav Meir. If you're going to ask according to Rav Meir, who we're talking about, in Cain, Yachid lo asa pischa bag Yogo. How could a Yachid bring the carbon Pesach at Yogo? Ukraksiva yasu asa Pesach. So Rashi says, no, Pesach carbon sibur karile. Pesach is called the carbon sibur, the asi bikinufya, once again, because it's brought bikinufya. Vachinami bid Reb Shimon katani af sibur lo hakrivu ela pischein. And then Rashi points out that even according to Reb Shimon, who's holy, he also says this Alma, and therefore, what do we see? Carbon sibur le, kari le. We call it a carbon sibur. And so all of these seem to indicate that Rashi holds that it at least has some aspect of a carbon sibur. Yeah?
You're right that playing a sibur is different than a carbon sibur. But I would think you'd be making the point even stronger. I mean, you could come up with a formulation of how a sibur could be a kind of carbon yafe. But it would seem that you could, the opposite might be true. You have a yachidim or having carbon sibur. But how could you have a chovas sibur to bring in carbonized to yachidim? How does that work?
How could you have a chovas sibur to bring? Well, I think you could say that that's what the carbon Pesach could potentially be.
So
I'm
just asking, like, you're going to have to formulate like, how that works. The chovas sibur generally refers to a single chiyuv, that all the entire sibur is all like a corporation as well as a shirt, where they all share one chiyuv. Now, if the korbanis themselves are individuated, then how would that, I just don't understand how you could have such a chiyuv. Like, how would it work? You're all chayv to bring, the korbanis have to have some shayachis to each other.
I think
if there all are korban yafet, I don't know, unless you're going to define korban yafet as being something specific to producer or something, like unless you're going to look at that way, but I just don't understand how they would, how you would have that.
I mean, I think Rashi himself says that Asi B'Kinufya is where we get the fact that it is a carbon sibur, and Asi B'Kinufya doesn't mean that there's a carbon or chiyuv connection. It's more of just like a social cultural connection that, hey, everybody's doing this together at the same time. Oh, so the chiyuv is that everybody has to participate in this tekes, if you will.
But sibur isn't directly on the carbon. Okay.
Yeah, and that's what I think is, and that's why I think I'm about to get to that. I think that's what Shitas Rashi is. This is really a mashal ba'alma, and I'm not learning Maseches Shabbos right now, so I'm not really holding in the sugya. There's an Igros Hagrid about on the sugya of Chatei Kedei Sheyizkach Chavercha. There's a Tosfos there that references the beginning of Tamid Nishchat, where it says that the chiyuv kares of the karban should be docha the aseid the hashlava. So the Rav was not a fan of that, Taisus, and he says, I don't understand, like, why are you saying that it's a dechiyuv? The Torah tells you that you're supposed to bring it. It's not a, when we say that the chiyuv, or that the chomer of the karban is that it's chayuv kares, it's not that that's what's actually giving me the oomph to overcome it, it's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, there's a din in this avoda that it's Derech HaShabbos, and that's what you have to do. And then the Rav gives an example to support that, and he says, L'mashal, we see that by the klal of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, or Docha Tzibur, and similarly by Shabbos, that the Karban Tzibur is Derech HaShabbos. He says, it has nothing to do with the chiyuv on the people, on the makriv, or on the Baal HaKarban. It has to do with, it's a din in the avoda that you're supposed to bring it. I think that Rashi would disagree with that in part. As we saw on Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, Rashi uses the Lashon, Ayin Vav Amud Beis, Rashi uses the Lashon, La'afuke tzibur yidei chayvasa. That the way that it's described, the process or the dynamic that's happening, is that it's doichet, that Toma is dechuyah or hutra b'tzibur, because there's a chiyuv on the tzibur, not on this avoda, that this avoda has to be brought, but there's a chiyuv on Klal Yisrael to do it. So yeah, I don't think that it's entirely contradictory to what the Rav is saying. I think you can make shalom between them. But at least what this distinction is highlighting is that you can really look at the karban in one of two ways. You're looking at the avoda part shebo, or the gavra's input. It's a very abstract way of looking at it, but those are two distinctive ways to look at it. I think Rashi holds the latter, that it's more gavra-centric, and by virtue of the fact that it's gavra-centric, that it's also more manipulative, that it can change depending on what we're talking about. If we're talking about something that is a yachid, it becomes a karban yachid. But if it's something that becomes a karban sibur, then it can sort of flip into being a karban sibur. That it's not like capricious or random, like the Rivan says at the beginning, and I don't think he meant it like seriously, that just like we pick whatever we want, but it's not capricious or random, but it depends on the circumstances. It would seem that karvanos are defined by the situation on the ground that you as the gavra are creating. So lefi that, I think we can explain a lot of the distinctions in Rashi. Before we go back to the ones that we were talking about, there's one new Rashi. That's on Yuma, on Vav Amid Beis. So Rashi, that's not on the source sheet. I'm sorry, I wasn't able to get that. There's a whole talk, there's a whole sugi in Yuma. There's two sugyas, one on Vav Zayin, another one on the Nun, in like Mem Ches through Nun Aleph, about Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, Tumah Duchuyu B'Tzibur. And so there, let me see if I have the Gemara here. Give me 1 second. Rashi on Vav Amid Beis, he talks about the avodah of the Kohen Gadol. So it asks, how come normally we're poresh the Kohen Gadol, we sort of isolate the Kohen Gadol 7 days before Yom Kippur so he doesn't become tameh and that would inhibit him from doing the avodah. But we only so to speak quarantine him for certain tumah, but not tumas meis. And the Gemara asks why. So the Gemara says, because tumah hutra b'tzibur. So Rashi says, "Kidichsev ish nidche ve'ein sibur nidchin." Right, that's our Gemara that we saw earlier. And then he says, "Ubi yom hakipurim kule karban sibur." Everything is considered to be a karban sibur, but af karban shalom, even the personal karbanos of the Kohen Gadol. Now the Gemara there has distinctions about whether the Kohen Gadol brought multiple karbanos that were not brought for all of Kal Yisrael. He brought a par, he brought an ayal, and there's a whole distinction. There's a whole shakla v'tari in the Gemara as to how individuated those were, whether it's just his, or it's his and his family, or it's his and the Kohanim. Rashi doesn't elaborate. Rashi just seems to say blanketly, everything is a carbon sibur, v'af carbon shalom, even his carbon docha esatoma, why? Shaharei zmano kavua, v'karbano talibo. Because it's a carbon whose zman is kavua, it has to be brought today, and the karbano, which it's his karbon is totally on it. So what does that mean? It's a bit of a weird phrase. There's different yourselves about what Rashi reads. The way the Ritva understands Rashi, and again, the Ritva is a whole shita unto itself. I don't want to get into that right now. The way the Ritva understands Rashi is that it's a matir. It's essentially a matir. That in order to be machnis, lifnai, lifnim, in order to do the rest of the avoda, you need to do this personal avoda of the Kohen Gadol. And so nevertheless, even though that's a karban yachid, nevertheless it sort of gets latched on to the rest of the karban sibur, and then it's docha. So unlike all the other Rishonim, there are other Rishonim, there are Balei HaTosfos, which struggle with the same question. And some Tosfosin say that it's in a karban sibur. It's mamish like a karban sibur, but Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, despite the fact that it's a karban yachid, nevertheless it's nidcha because it's a matir. So why? I think it's based on what we were talking about beforehand. Because if we look at the circumstances, if we look at the chiyuv hagavra, that's it's the Kohen Gadol's personal karban. Ein hachanami, it's a matir for something much larger than himself. But l'maisa, for him, it's a personal karban. And because it's a personal karban, we need to come up with this other svar to say why it's docha Yom Kippur. That's just one Rashi that I think we can explain. And now I think we can go back and explain all of the other Rashis as well, that some say Yachid, some say Tzibur. So, Bobekinuf, yeah, that one's easy. Since we're talking about the cultural phenomenon of everybody coming together, therefore that becomes a Karban Tzibur. That's called the Karban Tzibur. On Samach Beis Amid Beis, when it talks about Achila, and Rashi says that it's... there's a distinction between a karban yachid and a karban sibur because the achila is only by a karban pesach, and that's a karban yachid. I think that because the achila is an element that's privatized, the achila is only l'mnuyav. The achila is a personal chiv that you have to eat it. And the achiv is supposed to be beveso. There's, you know, halacha upon halacha upon halacha that essentially circumscribe the achila as a very personal aspect of the Karban Pesach. So that element is a Karban Yachid Shabbat. And perhaps that's also why Rashi uses that distinction of Karban Yachid versus Karban Sibur, and not just that the fact that there's a Karban Pesach in general. So the next Gemara on Pei Beis Amid, on Pei Aleph Amid Aleph, when it's talking about this individual that's Tameh, and not when Rov HaTzibur is. Therefore, that's also a Karban Yachid. Why? Because the circumstances on the ground is that this person is fundamentally different from the rest of Klal Yisrael. The rest of Klal Yisrael is bringing their Karban Pesach together, and this guy is Tameh, and he can't bring it. So the Shaila of whether he himself is Docha, that's an individual creation. And therefore that's why it's called the Karban Yachid. In Zvachin, which is talking about the Chofa, it's talking about all of Klal Yisrael. And so once again, Rashi reverts to the Karban Sibur aspect, or more precisely, the Chofa Sat Sibur aspect, because the Sugya over there is talking about Chiyuv and not the identity of the Karban. And then finally, on Samach Dalet Amid Aleph, when it talks about the three groups, there Rashi calls it Pischei Tzibur, because once again, we're talking about the social phenomenon of everybody coming together. Now, based off of that, could you have this Pesach Yachid? Could, as opposed to having a Pischei Tzibur, you could theoretically have a Pesach Yachid, i.e., when there's not enough people to create that Kahal Eid of Yisrael. And I think that, when I use that as a segue, that's a distinction between Rashi and the Rambam. So if we look... Yeah?
First, Bobby. All
right.
I probably did not fully talk what you were saying. Tosas and Abdallah with the Rav. Just I thought what Rav Mahalach explains well is Tosas are saying that we invoke the concept of Chata Kedishis Kalachaverachal, meaning we should do it in order to save the person who's Mechusar Kibur. So the Kohen is doing the essay, is being over the essay, in order to facilitate the Kiyam essay of the person who requires the Kafara, his Akaros Kasa. So all the primary essay of Tosas. The Gemara makes it as an Asei Docha Asei. It doesn't sound like, when it's two separate people, it doesn't sound like it's shy to have Asei Docha Los Asei or Asei Docha Asei. Right, it's two separate people. Cohen is the Makrit. Is this what the Rav is talking about? Because I thought...
It's an Igros HaGrid, so he doesn't really elaborate much.
I don't know. So I just don't fix what you're saying, right? Meaning, the basic question there is, how on earth is the Cohen doing the Asei in order to be Docha? Why are we invoking Asei Docha Asei when it's a case of Chatek HaDesh Yisrael HaVer, where he's doing it for
his friend? Yes, I believe that's,
So, if you say that it's Chova Satibur, if you invoke a concept of Chova Satibur, it obviously makes it much easier to explain why somebody else, it would even be Asei Docha Asei. It's not just taking the bullet for somebody else in the sense of Chatek HaDesh Yisrael HaVer, it even falls into the rubric of Asei Docha Losei or Asei Docha Asei, as if it's the same person who has both Chiyuvim or one Isser and one Chiyuv. That makes sense what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Just to clarify, because you cleared up Akira, when Rash says Ikre, Harbin Sibur, so either it's colloquial or ascribing a status to it. So now that what you just presented, are you taking a stand on that question? Or are you, because it sounds like you are, it sounds like you're saying it's situational, it's about whatever element we're talking about, which to me, seems like we're not saying that there's any, we're not ascribing any status to the Karban Pesach. Just when we're describing the social, cultural, whatever, we're going to talk about it that way. But maybe you're not.
Maybe it's semantic. I'm actually going like the other side that it's transformative, meaning that the Karban Pesach can be whatever the situation needs it to be. That if we're talking in a context where the gavra is creating a matzav of tzibur, then it becomes a Karban Sibur. If it's in a matzav where it's yachid-based, whether it's the achila or whether he's alone, or whether there's not enough people, it then has a din of a Karban Yachid. Now, all of the Gzeres HaKasuv are still in place, so it's still Deichas Shabbos and all that stuff, but it becomes a Karban Yachid at that point, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, it's a Pesach Yachid.
Is there any, like, the Chovas Sibur, like, the Pesach Karban Chovas Sibur, that Rashi?
Yeah, so that's when all Klal Yisrael bringing it together.
Isn't the chova objective? It's not like it's not situational. The chiyuv is the chiyuv.
Oh. So you're saying that you could, Do we look at it as if there's a chiyuv on each individual person as an individual, or do we say that no, there's a general chiyuv that every single person has to bring it? So Rav Menachem Zemba, the Zera Avram, he sort of deals with that. He thinks both are true. My personal netiya is that just for the sake of simplicity, there's a chiyuv on each individual person to be mishtatev in a phenomenon of everybody bringing it. And what that means is that it's an individual chiyuv. It just so happens that when you have everybody together, it becomes a tzibur.
So there's a chiyuv on each individual to be mishtatev and bring the carbon pesach in a situation in which the pesach will transform into a carbon tzibur when it's asibu kinufna.
Right, and so it's not that there's a chiyuv on the tzibur, it's that there's a chiyuv on each individual that but when they all come together, it's a chovas tzibur. And that has halachic nafkamina. Yeah.
And
you can
usually read that, it's not, like, if you're on,
Yeah, and I think the Rambam is chalach.
Second I have is that, I don't know how you're using the word carbon seabor. It becomes a carbon seabor.
Yeah.
What is that? The gabay what? Is the shame carbon seabor in what sense? Because if you're presuming you're saying the fiducia is the carbon, if you want to look at it from a pure perspective, kachim is going to be a carbon seabor.
Yeah.
So in what sense is it a carbon seabor? Like, as a shame carbon seabor, the gabay what? Like, what is that?
Well, it's Daiche Shabbos, it's Daiche Toma.
That's dependent, you're saying it's dependent on the same part of the work, but you said it's going to be have Levine and it's not a company.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I'm sorry. Yeah,
maybe because it has the potential to be one? Is that
what is it? You can use a carbon seabor to carry a lot of different aspects, right? You can talk about the Kedusha, you can talk about the Chayim Sakra, but you can talk about
There's an issue. There's a rashash. I think it's in Temura where you're not allowed to do Temura on a carbon Pesach because it's a carbon Sivur. And so the rashash says, but Mikra Adin, you're allowed to have one person. You're allowed to have one person shech the carbon for themselves. The rashash says that you're allowed to be makdish the carbon for yourself, and somebody can essentially be added on later on before the Zman Shechita. So Rishash says, so up until that point, why can't I do Tmura? Why can't I do Tmura? It's a carbon yachid.
And he answers the carbon
yachid. So Rishash doesn't answer that. So you could say that inherently, it's a carbon seabor because everybody's supposed to be bringing it as a carbon seabor.
But you just told me a moment ago that it's not going to be a carbon seabor until they actually do it because if it's brought by itself, it's going to be a carbon seabor. So in that case, if you're saying, you should be able to do Tmura.
Yeah, so perhaps then that if in a scenario where he's the only guy that's bringing it.
Are you saying that would be the nafkamina?
Yeah. Yeah, again, I don't know. I don't know if anybody speaks about that. But perhaps in a scenario where it's a Pesach Yachid, where he's literally the only guy that's bringing a carbon Pesach, and everybody else has Tameh or something like that, could he do Tamura? I don't know, maybe.
So how are you explaining why there is this flexibility? You're trying to explain that something that is an infinitely flexible carbon.
Yeah.
So, are you trying to avoid getting into the question that was?
Two
dimensions.
Yes, yeah, so I was going to do that.
The two things converge. Are you going to get back to that?
Yeah, I was going to do that at the end, but it is 10 to 3, so I can do that now if whatever you would prefer.
No, it's whatever you prefer. Okay. But I'm saying you're reconstructing something and saying it's not one or the other.
It's both.
It's what you make of it.
Yeah.
But no carbon that has an identity can only be what you make of it. Unless, to begin with, that's part of its character and nature.
Yes.
Because they're two dinim, or the two elements are really not two completely distinctive elements. It's something in between, or you're, trying to create from one to the other, if you can reach that far. It's like that part you're not yet.
Yeah, no, I didn't do that yet. I can do that now, or I can do it later.
I'm saying, I think that's a little bit also part of the confusion, because you're describing in a very flexible way what you think Rashi's view of Korban Pesach is, as Seaborn as a Yachid. But you still have to account, or you just may want to say that you will later account, for why this flexibility exists when typically, it doesn't.
Yeah.
And whether or not that's something that is a function of just having you know, more than one, you know, chayiv, or that's even more like an integrated thing that it has this range and goal. You understand?
Yeah. So I guess I could just say the short version of that now. Short version is Rav Menachem Zemba thinks that there are actually two distinct chiyuvim, and they sort of overlap. One is that the Klal Yisrael, as its sibur, needs to bring a Karban Pesach. There's an alternative, more mehudrdik way, if you will, that every single person brings their own Karban, and they eat it. But if all of Klal Yisrael, Lul Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael would bring one Karban, there wouldn't even be a din achila, it would just be a din of hakrav, that there is a Karban Pesach. And he says that that's the shita of the Mechelta and that's the shita of a Gemara condition. I don't know if that's Mechrech, but what you see from there is that there are at least two elements, and there is a certain, there is an institution of a Pesach Yachad and there's an institution of a Pesach Tzibur, that there's an aspect of the Karban Pesach that's shayach to each individual, and there's also an element of the Karban Pesach that's shayach to the national entity of Klal Yisrael. Mm-hmm. And that's exemplified on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph by the fact that they have three kitos, that you have essentially communities within communities, and they all converge together in one sort of ceremony to shech the Karban Pesach. They eat the Karban Pesach individually, and then the Yerushalmi says they sing Hallel on the roofs, and all of Yerushalayim is all one Rishus, and so they all converge together at the end, and they all merge into one entity. I think this is definitely, you know, the Taras HaMachshav, and I think the Halacha as well, that the Karban Pesach is essentially the formation of Klal Yisrael, that you have to buy in to the entity of Klal Yisrael, both in Mitzrayim, and we reenact that every year. And just like, you know, Bris Mila has a Chiyuv Kares, so too the Karban Pesach has a Chiyuv Kares. It's essentially you're opting into Klal Yisrael. And opting into Klal Yisrael means that there's both an individual and that there's an element of Tzibur. And we, so to speak, reinvent that every year. That's the short version. And I was very happy. Rav Huttner and Pachad Yitzchak says this in much more beautiful Hebrew than I did, than I can write. I forget exactly which maimer I saw it in passing, just stop learning. But he says essentially the same thing. But anyway, just to contrast all of this with the Rambam, if you look on the source sheet, it's the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayot. Well, see the Gemara in Tamura. The Gemara in Tamura is source number 4. It's on page 2. So there's this Mishnah. Mishnah says, Yesh bekarbonos yachid she'ein bekarbonos tzibur, that there are distinctions between karbonos yachid and karbon tzibur. V'yesh bekarbonos tzibur she'ein bekarbonos yachid, and there are distinctions the other way as well. She'karbonos ha'yachid osin tmura, you can have tmura by a karbon yachid, v'ein karbonos ha'tzibur osin tmura. Karbonos ha'yachid noheges bein bizchar bein benekevos, v'karbonos ha'tzibur ein noheges el bizchar. Okay, so we have tmura, we have zchar benekevos, we have, the next one is chayiv b'achrayus, and then the final one is Yesh bekarbanos tzibur, ma she'ein bekarbanos yachid, shekarbanos hatzibur doche nasa Shabbos v'satumah. The karbanos tzibur are doche Shabbos and doche tumah, v'karbanos yachid einon doche in lo asa Shabbos v'lo asa tumah. Amar Reb Meir, so Reb Meir responds, v'alo chavite kohen gadol, upar shal yom ha-kippurim karbanos ha-yachid hein. But the chavite kohen gadol, the min karban mincha that the kohen gadol would bring every single day, and the par of Yom Kippur, karbanos yachid hein, or karbanos yachid again. Whether the par shel Aaron was a karban yachid is a discussion in the Gemara. But why? So that's what Rami is responding. V'dochen es haShabbos v'satumah, and yet nevertheless the doche Shabbos and tumah. So he responds, Elish is mano kavua. Rather, the distinction is mano kavua. So the pashtus, I would say, that Rami is arguing with the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama did not hold that zman kavua was a relevant factor in this distinction, and Rav Meir says that it is. If you look at the Rambam, though, the Rambam did not say that. The Rambam says, "Ukvari in source number 5, ukvari yadua saklala yadua avar zmano batal karbono. Lefichach ein chal atzibur chovas achrayus hakarbonos klomer hatmidin v'amusafin." That there's this concept of avar zmano batal karbono, that once the time has passes, you don't have an opportunity to fix it. V'kach kol davar shekavua lo zman ein chayavin v'achrayus. So we have that by karbonos tzibur, and we also have that by any other thing that's kavua lo zman, It's Eino Chayv Bachrayus, and it's Doicha Shabbos in Tumma. Kegon, Im Hayurov Kohanim Tmeim, Hare Elu Makriven Esakarbonus B'Tumma, K'moshu B'Yarnu, B'Shvi D'Psachim. And then he says, V'hatam Sh'omer Ameir Tam Nochon Kloli V'Ein Cholik B'Kaf. And so he says, everybody agrees with this. So the Shailas, well, so what's the Machlokas then? So the Rav, in source number 6, he says, no, it is a Machlokas, V'alachak Rav Meir. In source number 7, the Tosfos Yantif tries to explain the Rambam. So he says, "Umasha kasav harav alafa ki Rav Meir, but Rambam kasav atam shenasin Rav Meir who tam amiti b'shagur ve'ein cholik al zeh." So nira mitvar v'tanakam manavi savar lehachi b'chavite kohen gadol upar yom ha'kipurim elodol nachis delo taima ki denachis Rav Meir v'imkein v'ikra didina ein vein Rav Meir l'tanakam. Yes, he just has this other that they're really only arguing in svar, but they're not arguing in din, and that's what the Rambam means. And therefore, the Rav didn't say this so well. And then, because l'maisa b'dinim they hold the same thing. And we don't need to say that we paskin like a certain svar or not. That's one answer. The other answer is given. The Tosfos Rid doesn't explicitly reference this Rambam or the Mishnah Torah, but he essentially you can apply it. Tosfos Rid in Pesachim, he says, "Va'pesach hayut kohen mirian ut kohen b'shchitas b'shchitaso." That by the carbon Pesach they would blow shofar, blow chatzotzos rather. Shagam carbon, shagam ha'pesach carbon sibur hu v'tom tkiya. He says that the carbon Pesach was considered to be a carbon sibur and a tom tkiya. So lechara, you could say, now we don't know, but you could extrapolate and say that perhaps the chavite kohen gadol and the paryom kippurim are the same thing. That despite the fact that it's not a bona fide carbon sibur, there are certain elements, as we'll see, of carbon sibur in the Parsha Yom Kippur and in the Chavite Kohen Gadol. Just as an example, by the Chavite Kohen Gadol, the Gemara says that if the Kohen Gadol passes away, the Chavite Kohen Gadol need to be brought by the proceeds of the Mikdash, that they need to be makriv at anything. So be'etzem, it's a carbon of the tzibur. It's just that there's a chiyuv on the yachid to bring it. So perhaps you could say that that's what the Tana Kama held. Just a possibility. But anyway, so what the Rambam seems to say is that the Rambam holds that the operative factor here is kavulos man or not. That's the general gist of what we get. And he says that explicitly in the Pirsha Mishnayos. Yeah.
There's a theory like you in the Kodikan Gadol. The Rambam, in, I can't remember correctly, the Rambam himself.
Oh. Okay, cool. Go ahead. The Rambam then in Pirsha Mishnayos, so he pretty much says it explicitly that there are karbanos yachid that are ke'en karbanos tzibur, and there are karbanos tzibur that are ke'en karbanos yachid. And the examples that he gives, so a karban tzibur ke'en karbanos yachid, a karban tzibur that is like a karban yachid. So for example, the par avodah zarah, the par halandavar and stuff like that. So those, that's a single carbon that is, so to speak, treated like a carbon yachid, even though it's being brought on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. The flip side, he says, is the carbon Pesach. That it's technically a carbon Pesach, it's technically a carbon yachid, but it's brought in a manner, functionally, that's similar to a carbon yachid. Sorry, carbon sibur, I'm sorry, yeah. And so as we'll see, the Rambam seems to, unlike Rashi, the Rambam seems to have a much more, the term that I gave it was institutionalized maisa as opposed to gavra-centric. The Rambam just seems to talk about procedurally what is done, and it's uniform. And so basically whatever is done, if it looks like a carbon sibur, then it's a carbon sibur across the board. And so therefore, technically, a carbon pesach might be technically a carbon yachid, but it's ke'en carbon sibur because functionally it looks and acts and walks and talks like a carbon sibur. So with that in mind, let's take a look at a couple of Rambams. So So the Rambam in Hilchos Karban Pesach, sorry, I didn't put these on the sheet. So the Rambam in Hilchos Karban Pesach, so we have Aleph in Aleph Yud Aleph. We have the discussion. We have the discussion of a Pesach Yachid. So the Rambam in Halacha Yud Aleph, he says, Hayupachos machmichanishim ein shachtin es haPesach lechadchila v'imshachtu kasher v'imshachtu kulam bevasachas kasher. So the Gemara on Samach Daled Amid Beis, when it talks about the three kitos, it goes into all the different sort of equations that we don't know if you're supposed to have 10 people, but we don't know, you're supposed to have 30 people, but we don't know if it's all together or each group is supposed to have 30 people, so we're machmir. So basically it comes out that the minimum number you can have is 50 people at one shot, and then you have 30, and then you rotate another two groups of 10. So the Rambam says that if you don't have that, then lechatchila you don't shecht the carbon Pesach. Presumably they bring a Pesach sheni or something, or they don't bring a Pesach sheni at all, one of the two. But you don't, lechatchila you're not supposed to shecht it for them. But the diyevit, if you do, the shechita is kosher. And then also the Rambam says v'mshachtu kulam v'vasachas. But if you, even though technically you're supposed to do three rotations, if you shecht it together. Again, you're not supposed to do that, and you shouldn't do that, but b'diavad it's kosher. So all the mefarshim ask, like where's the Rambam getting this from? It's a very, very, like, it's very, very something that's very hard to understand. The Arba Turei Evan in the Likutim in the back of the Frankel Rambam asks this explicitly. He said, like, how does the Rambam know this? It's like, it's a really crazy idea to say that lechatchila, even though just because you don't have a lot of people, nobody should shecht the Karban Pesach. So the pashtus is, well, that's the Rambam got it from Mishnah. Rambam says, ein shachtin. So presumably that's where the Rambam got it from. But if you say that, well, that's where the Rambam got it from, well, then how does he know that b'diavad it's kosher? How does he know that b'diavad it's kosher? So you could say maybe the lashon of ein is mashma, that it's aser, you shouldn't do it, but it's not pasal. Perhaps you could say that. But la'amita shel davar, it's just the Mefurash Mechilta Derashbi. So Mechilta Derashbi says, its source, number 17, on page number 4. Mechelta Derashbi says, Kol Adas Yisrael Yasun Oso. Mechlal Shenemar V'shachtu Oso Kol Kehal Adas Yisrael. Melamei Shepesach Nishchat V'shalach Kitos. Bekal V'eid of Yisrael. So we see from that pasuk like our Gemara that you're supposed to shachte with in three Kitos. Yachal V'shachtu B'vas Achas Yehei Pasol. So I might think then that if you shachte B'vas Achas it should be Pasol. This is a legitimate havamina like that, because that's what the mashmaos is. Talmud Lomar, Kol Adas Yisrael. There's another pasuk that says Kol Adas Yisrael Yasu Oso, and then there's later it says Oso Vafil B'Shavos, Oso Vafil B'Tumah. That's not relevant. But the Rambam essentially thought that this element of the Mechilta was not arguing with our Gemara, even though the next part is the Oso part. But at least this part wasn't arguing with the Mechilta, and he appropriated it back to here. So that's how the Rambam knew that if you do it b'vasachas, it's not possible b'diavad. But if that's the case, well, what about if you have less than that? What if you have less people? If you have less than 50 people, there's no mechilta derashbi that says that part. So where did the Rambam get that part from? So again, you could say that that's just the mashmos. The Kiryat Sefer just says, like, well, it's lo yitachem that it should be ma'akev. I think the Kiryat Sefer says something to that effect, that, like, well, like, why on earth would you think that it has to be ma'akev? I want to suggest, though, that there's an alternative way to understand that. Because, Yesh Lachar, what is the Kamash Malan of the Mechilta Derashbi? So, the Mechilta Derashbi, like our Gemara, it says, Kahal Adas Yisrael, that there are three groups of people. The Tzura of the Seder, Avodas HaKarban, is that there are three groups, that there are three kihilos that are supposed to be brought. And so, I might think that that's Ma'akeh, that you need three kihilos. Kamash Malan, you don't need three kihilos. How do we know that? Because Kol Kahal Yisrael, all of Kahal Yisrael. So what does that Kol mean? So you can understand that Kol in one of two ways. One way is to say that Kol means all of those kihilos that I mentioned in that other pasuk, if they all do it, that's okay. As long as all three kihilos do it, that's okay. So according to that, what that would mean then is that essentially 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 3. That even that there's no difference b'diavad if you have three groups or if you just combine all three groups into one. That's one pshat, and perhaps that's the more simple pshat. I think an alternative way, which is, I think, slightly more meduic in the Pesukim, because it doesn't repeat. It doesn't say kol kahal adas Yisrael. It just says kol kahal Yisrael. It's missing one adas. Is that kol doesn't mean it's being mitzari for those three groups, but it's just rather saying that the entire Klal Yisrael is one unit. That there is a basic, more fundamental kahal at work over here. Kol kahal Yisrael, as long as you have kol kahal Yisrael, you don't need kahal adas Yisrael. If that's the case, what is that saying? It's essentially saying that I don't need the definition of kahal that we spoke about beforehand, because any single Jew will constitute that kahal by virtue of the fact that they're part of kol kahal Yisrael. Essentially saying that the requirement of doing it b'kehilos is irrelevant b'diyeva. It's not ma'akev. Once you say that, then the Rambam could extend that even from just being mitzar, doing it b'vas achas, to even in a scenario when you don't have the requisite number for the kahal adas Yisrael. Why? Because l'maisa, all you need is kol kahal Yisrael. All you need is just the general representation of the national unit of Klal Yisrael. All you need is just some people. So l'chadchila, you're not supposed to do that. L'chadchila, you should just say, because it's functionally a carbon sefer, we need to have it brought the kahal adas Yisrael. But b'diyeved, there's a more fundamental sefer nature to Klal Yisrael that b'diyeved will make it kosher. I think that that works much better l'fi. I think that works much better l'fi the Rambam than it works l'fi Rashi. L'fi the Rambam, if we're talking about the maisa of what it's being done, of what's being done, that there's this institutionalized seder ha'avoda that's supposed to look like a carbon sibur, it's technically a carbon yachid, but it's ke'ain's carbon sibur, functionally it's a carbon sibur, and the dinim emerge from functionally what happens on the ground that the Torah was koveya. So therefore, you can say that there is this more fundamental element of tzibur that the Torah is focusing on. According to Rashi, though, that it's gavra-centric and situational-dependent, that it's whatever you work, that it's whatever you are personally doing, it's a lot harder to say that. Therefore, Rashi on Samach Dalid, he mentions pischei tzibur. But in a scenario where you would have a Pesach Yachid, it's conceivable that, unlike the Rambam, it wouldn't be ma'akev, but there would be no inyan of pischei tzibur in that case. Let's say you had let's say you had only 20 people, right? So you couldn't divide it up into groups of three. You couldn't divide it up into three groups of 30 or even have 50 people. Lefi the Rambam, l'chadchila you shouldn't shech the karbon. According to Rashi, what I would say there is, no, that constitutes a karbon yachid. It's a Pesach Yachid. Therefore, this whole thing of Kol Kahal Yisrael is just not Shayach over here. Everybody should just bring it together. There's no Maila of separating it into three groups because it's not a Pischei Tzibur at that point. Rav Yerucham Fishel Perlau in his commentary to the Rasag Sefer HaMitzvahs, he says something similar in Rashi. He also attaches that to the Bahag, that it's an individuated chiyuv, that the Bahag holds that it's a chiyuv on each and every person, and that's why it's counted as a mitzvah, that's amutal on every single person. He wants to explain Rashi in a slightly different way, where he says pischei tzibur just because the derech klal, that's what happens. I want to suggest slightly differently that no, that for Rashi it's transformative. But Rav Yerucham Fishel Perlau seems to say that Rashi would be cholek on the Rambam in this regard. So that's one distinction, I believe, between Rashi and the Rambam. Another distinction, which I think that highlights the Rambam's shita, is Pesach Chava B'Yachid, very similar to that. So if you look in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, V'yachid sheshachar es ha-pesach la'atzmo kasha, v'hu shahayaroi le'achol es kulo. So the carbon Pesach that's brought by one person is kasher, provided that they're able to eat it. However, he says, "Umishtadlin shelo yishchat lechatchila al hayachid shenemar yaasu oso." As lechatchila, though, you should try to look, you know, for other people, so that so you won't be the only guy that shachts it. Shenemar yaasu oso. So the question, like all the mafarshim ask, well, where does the Rambam get that from? Because on Sadi Aleph, On Sadi Aleph, the Gemara said, the Gemara talks about the sheet of Ein Shoftin Es HaPesach Al HaYachid. It's a machlokus between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Minayin Shein Shoftin Es HaPesach Al HaYachid. How do we know that you don't do that? Talmud Lomar, Lo Sochu Lizboch Es HaPesach Be'echad. You're not supposed to shecht the Pesach Be'echad. So different Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Be'echad means you're not supposed to shecht the Karban Pesach for one guy. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yachid, V'yachal Echal Shochtin Alav, Asara, ve'en yecholim lachol, ein shochtin aleihem. So Rav Yossi says, no, that's not the issue over here. The issue is not the number of people, but it's just do they have the yecholis to eat it. But none of them talk about l'chadchil or b'diyavet. So where does the Rambam get that from? So it's my focus in the Achronim as to what the opinion of the, well, also the Rishonim, I guess, as to what the Rambam means. The Kesef Mishnah quotes the Shuvah from Rav Avram ben Arambam, that the Rambam is paskening like Rav Yossi, that, you know, you really don't need to do it, but it's, there's just this added zeros that l'chadchila you're supposed to try to do it. And the Kesef Mishnah says that the pasuk that the Rambam quotes is actually a link, is a reference to a Gemara later on Sadi Hey Amid Aleph. That's talking about the distinction between Pesach Rishon and a Pesach Sheni. But there, Ataka says that pasuk, that they ask, what does a certain Tana do with the pasuk of where is it? Hold on. Kichol Tanu Rabbanan, Kichol Chukos HaPesach Yasu Oso. That's talking about Pesach Sheni. That all, like all the laws of the Karban Pesach Rishon, you're supposed to do the Pesach Sheni. So it says, what is the, you know, what is the Isi Ben Yehuda? What does he do with that pasuk? So it says he uses it for the fact that lechatchila you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to shecht the Karban Pesach al HaYachid. The Lashon is, mi-violation shechtin es HaPesach al HaYachid, that we don't do that. Now, technically, that's talking about Pesach Sheni. So, how did the Rambam, according to the Kesef Mishnah and Rav Avram ben Arambam, how did the Rambam know to take it back from Pesach Sheni to Pesach Rishon? Normally, we have halachas that go from Pesach Rishon to Pesach Sheni. The Gemara says on this Amud that anything that's Davar Shebegufo, we link from Pesach Rishon to Pesach Sheni. But here, it's going in the reverse. So how did the Rambam know that? So Tosfos himself essentially asks the same question. Tosfos on Sadi Hayam and Aleph, Mi Boy Ulay Shein Shoftin Es HaPesach Al HaYachid. So Tosfos in his answer, he says the last two lines of a Pesach Rishon Nafkalei Mishum Delogar VePesach Sheni. Just because it's no worse. So even though normally I need to build this you know, paradigm of Davar Shebegufo, Tosfos says, it could just work the other way. If it's Lo Gara, we should be able to just transport it back. Okay, it's a little bit of a deichik. To my knowledge, I don't know of any other halacha that works that way. It just seems a little bit random. And also, if we have a pasuk, which Tosfos himself quotes, from Tzadi Aleph, then why don't we just use that? Or at least say it's a Davar Shebegufo that it works from Pesach Rishon to Pesach Sheni. Why do I need another source for Pesach Sheni? So it's a little bit shver, and the Tosfos Rashba, that's also on the sheet, that's the picture part, the Tosfos Rashba himself asks this kasha, it's on the top of page 6. The Tosfos Rashba says, The last three lines, he says, he gives the same answer that Tosfos does, but he says, Aval ze ein svara lomar de kasavri shoch sheshochtin pesach harishon ala yachid. Alma yasu oso lav dafka. It's a very strange phrase, like, I don't know, there's some, it seems to be some typo. It doesn't be like, you can't really read it the way it does. If you look at the, there's a footnote over here, shin, if you look at the bottom, the way they understand it is that we don't actually, Tosfos Rashba was essentially bothered that you can't just say that, oh, because it's Logara, I'll decide to transport halachas back from Pesach Sheni to Pesach Rishon. Tosfos Rashba says it doesn't work like that. Rather, what the Tosfos Rashba is saying is that because it established that there's a value and an inyan by Pesach Sheni of She'en Shoftin as HaPesach al HaYachid, Memela, I know that in general, Hilchos Karban Pesach is this inyan of not being Shefting it al HaYachid, and therefore, that sort of gives me a directive to go back to the Psukim by Pesach Rishon and to try to find a source by Pesach Rishon to look that up. And the Rambam, because, and I would say for the Rambam then, that because the Rambam felt that the Iker source was this Pasuk, and we just essentially transport it back, Therefore, the Rambam, just for simplicity's sake, brought that down. Just parenthetically, I think there's a parallel in Zogirei Mavir and Ala Mitzvos in the Gemara in Zvachim, that there seems to be a klal of Mavir and Ala Mitzvos, and there's a pasuk that circumscribes it into halacha that mandates it for a particular case in Zvachim, and the Rambam sometimes quotes the klal and sometimes quotes the pasuk, and depending on the location based on the Gemara, it's, if you work out the sugyas, it's essentially whatever was the primary impetus for it. That's what's kaveh of the Rambam's lashon in the yad. But I think that's what's upshot over here as well. So anyway, so that's one opinion of what the Rambam holds. Rav Kasher in the Torah Shlema in Bo in the Miluyim Simen Tes, he actually says Faker. He has this theory that the Rambam paskins like Rav Yehuda. That the Rambam is really passing like Rav Yehuda. He brings a raya from a Mechilta Derashvi and from a Lekach Tov, which says that even Rav Yehuda only holds it as lechatchila, and it's just the chashash of not being able to eat it. To which Rav Yossi says, no, we're not choshesh for that. It's just if they're able to eat it, fine. If not, not. And we don't need this universal, like low plug for a yachid that we don't do it. It's a little schwer to say that that's, and his raya is that that's why the Rambam uses the term lechatchila. The term lechatchila does not appear in our Gemara, it appears in the Medrash. Okay. It's a little hard to say, it's not impossible, it's a little hard to say that because both the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos and the Me'iri both that say that we paskin like Rav Yossi. So it's a little hard to say, I mean, you could say that the Rambam was chozer in the Yad. I find that a little bit hard to believe. What I think makes more sense is that the Rambam holds like the Tosfos Rashba, that it tells us that it's a value. And we go, because it's lo gara, and therefore we go back and try to find the source. Rashi, however, is cholik on the Rambam. Rashi says that this idea of ein shoftin es ha-pesach al hayachid is a klal, that we paskin like at least, only by Pesach Sheni. If you look at Rashi on Sadi Heyam and Aleph, she'ein shoftin, it's the third to bottom small line of Rashi, Rashi says, she'ein shoftin, Pesach Sheni al hayachid she'nidchala. It's dafka Pesach Sheni. Again, you could say that Rashi only is talking about Karban Pesach, and so therefore he doesn't need to say it, but the mashmos is that this is dafka pasuk by Pesach Sheni. The shaila is, well, what's the nekudas, like, what's the machlokas? Why does the Rambam seem to feel this imperative that it's logar, that Pesach Rishon is logara from Pesach Sheni? Rashi, ostensibly, was not bothered by that. Maybe it is gara in this respect. So what's the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Just another point in Rashi, and again, I think it's totally on the sugya, Rashi here seems to stress the minui part. Rashi over here says, she'ein shoftin pesach sheni al yachid she'nidchalo, that was nidche. And then in the next Rashi, he says, dekama de'efshar la'dure achar tamei chaveiro laham noso, to count him with it. So like, why does Rashi need to say that? Like, what else would I think that it means? That I should just have him bring it with other people? I guess you could say that it's means bringing it with other people at the same time, but that's not what it means on Sadi Aleph. So like, what else would it mean? So why does Rashi need to say Lahamnosa? If you contrast it to Sadi Aleph, Rashi stresses a whole other thing there, which again is contingent on the sugya. On Sadi Aleph, Rashi continuously stresses Achila, 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 because that's what the machlokas is between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi. The ikar is the Achila part. So in one sugya, on Sadi Aleph for Pesach Rishon, Rashi stresses Achila, Achila, Achila. By Pesach Sheni, Rashi just stresses the minui of the avoda component of it. So this is just efshar. I don't know enough about Pesach Sheni to say this definitively. But perhaps you could say, is the shechita with the chabura a davar shebegufa or not? We have a cloud that when we import halachos from Pesach Rishon to Pesach Sheni, we only import things that are a davar shebegufa. It has to be done with the guf of the carbon. So is the shechita with the chabura, meaning as part of other people, is that a davar shebegufa or not? Physically it's not, like you're not doing anything to the animal differently because there are other people there. But lemaisa, the something that you're doing could potentially be different because there are other people that are baalei carbon. So, you could say that the Rambam holds that because we're talking about lemaisa, what's being done, we're institutionalizing it. It's the inyan of procedure, and the etzem it's a carbon yachid, but it walks and talks like a carbon sefer, so it has dinim like a carbon sefer. So therefore, the Rambam holds that functionally they're the same, and therefore, just like it's a value by Pesach Sheni, you would also say it's a value by Pesach Rishon. Rashi, on the other hand, might say not. Rashi, who says, no, it's defined by what you're doing. So if it's defined by what you're doing, so if it's a yachid, it's a yachid, and if it's a tzibur, it's a tzibur. So the fact that we do it one place by Pesach Sheni has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that it's doing it by Pesach Rishon. Shechita with a chabura is, that makes it a carbon tzibur, but that's not inherently procedural, that's just the circumstances that I find myself in right now. So therefore, just because we do it by Pesach Rishon doesn't mean that there's any utility or any impetus to make us want to, you know, send it back to carbon, to Pesach Rishon. That's just b'derech efshar. Another possibility, and again, this is also just purely speculative, you could say that Pesach Sheni is fundamentally a karban yachid. Pesach Sheni is fundamentally a karban yachid. Yachid nidcha vein sibur nidcha. So you could say that because it's a karban yachid, the Torah needed to stress the fact that despite the fact that if all evidence points to being a karban yachid, there's still a small element of a karban sibur shiva. Masha Enkein by a karban Pesach, which is fundamentally a karban sibur, or more typically associated with it, we don't need to sort of rely on that very minimalistic element of tzibur. That's again just a biderech efshar. I'm not saying that in particular to Shitas Rashi per se. It's another suggestion. But anyway, but that's one other distinction that I think between Rashi and the Rambam about whether we look at the gavra and what the gavra is creating versus the institutionalized procedure and seder havoda. A third, and we're getting towards 3:30, so I guess I should stop soon. A third is shchutei chutz. There's a Gemara in Zvachim. There's a Gemara in Zvachim on Kuf Yudalid on the days, which the Rambam references. He sort of paraphrases it in Karban Pesach, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, he says, "Ein shochtin es haPesach ela ba'azara kishar kachim," that we don't shecht the Pesach in the Azara. We only shecht the Karban Pesach in the Azara like other kachim. After Shas Heter Bamos, even in the Zman where the Bamos were permitted, Lo Hayu Makriven as haPesach b'Bamos Yachid Ella b'Bamos Tzibur. We only allow you to be makriv the Karban Pesach in a carbon, in a Bama of a Tzibur and not a Bama of a Yachid. Umisha Hayu Makrivo b'Bamos Yachid Lo Keki Ilu Hikrivo Beshuk. And if you don't, you get Malkus. Shneimar Lo Suchal, excuse me, Lizbach as haPesach be'Echad She'Arecha. That's what he uses that pasuk for. That you can't just shecht it anywhere; it has to be dafka in a makom. And then mipi hashmu alamdu shezu azhara lishchot b'bamas yachid afilu b'shas heter bamas. So there seems to be this special iser or this special drasha that we have, or you know, pirish to understand the psukim, specifically about a carbon sibur, specifically about a carbon pesach. Now the Rambam doesn't mention this by any other karbanos. And so the Achronim and Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam and Rabbi Daniel HaBavli, they all talk about whether, when Chasinah talks about it, whether this is an independent lav. This is just an independent lav, and the way Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam describes it, it's a din in Karban Pesach. It's not really in Isser of Shkutei Chutz per se. It's a din in Pesach. Or that it's essentially, it's just like any, it's just subsumed under the general lav of Shkutei Chutz, and the Rambam felt the need to single it out here because the Gemara says that. So that's a machlokas. If we look at the Tosefta, which is where both the Gemara in Sadi Aleph and the Gemara in Zvachim get this from, the Gemara in Zvachim, I didn't have it here, I'm sorry. So the Gemara in Zvachim, it essentially quotes Reb Shimon and his drasha, that the Rambam quotes, but it has one word before. It says v'chein. So what's the v'chein? I looked in all the Mefarshim on the Tosefta. Nobody explained it. But you can sort of understand this drush in one of two ways. You can either say that Karban Pesach is a Karban Sibur, that Karban Pesach is a Karban Yachid, and yet nevertheless, it has this special halacha that's like other Karbanos Tzibur, that you can only bring it on a Bama Tzibur. Or you could say that, no, this is what teaches me that it is a Karban Sibur. And that's what most of the Mefarshim on the Tosefta explain, that essentially this teaches me that the Karban Pesach is a Karban Sibur. The V'chein, though, if you look at the V'chein, it's not really going on a carbon sibur. It's going on a carbon yachid. The V'chein, like if you just look at the Seder Hadvarim of the Tosefta, it doesn't fit if you say that it's definitionally a carbon sibur. So what I think it's saying is that the Rambam is saying, no, it's a carbon yachid, but there's this unique element that makes it like a carbon sibur. It's not called a carbon sibur, but it's ke'en carbon sibur, like the Lashon HaRambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos. Rashi, however, on Kuf Yud Daled Amud Beis, Rashi's chalek. Rashi says that this is the makar that there's a chova on all of karbanos. So, perhaps you could say that lefi the Rambam, that it's be'etzem a karban yachid, and kamash malan, you treat it in a way like a karban sibur. However, you can't use that as a makar to say that all of karbanos tzibur are also have this issue of shchutei chutz, because this is essentially saying that this is an aberration. And so just like it looks like something else, you can't use that as a makar to teach me what I'm trying to compare it to. Rashi, however, Rashi holds that it can be a carbon sibur, right? If you bring it to kinufya, it's mamish a carbon sibur. It transforms into a carbon sibur. Therefore, Rashi holds that you can use it as a bona fide makar for other karbanos, that there's an isser of shchutei chutz. What comes out then is an afkamina that according to Rashi, if you would bring, you know, if by, you know, like Gilgal or something like that, if Lu Yitzur, there was only one guy, and that would be a carbon, that would be a Pesach Yachid, would he be allowed to be makar of it on a Bamas Yachid? I don't know. That's that. There's one other nafkamina. I'm not going to go into it so much, but the Tekiyos says we, yeah, sorry, yeah.
Where would the Rashi bringing Kovat Sibur in the Makor from Pesach?
Yeah. I honestly don't know. I don't know. It's the Rambam really doesn't mention the dinim of Bamos very much because it's you know it's before Binyan Beis Hamikdash. So I tried to look. I couldn't find anything. I don't know. Just one other quick nafkamina. It's according to the Rambam that we go based on functionality. We have that could also potentially explain why, even though it's a karban yachid, nevertheless, there's tekiyos that we blow chatzotzros bizman shchitas karban pesach. Those are Rabbeinu Peretz, as we said, holds that it's mamish a karban sibur. But perhaps with the Rambam, you could say no, just functionally it's a karban sibur. Okay, it's getting to 3:30 already, so I should stop. So just to be Messiah, I'm going back to what Rav Rosenzweig pointed out earlier as to like, well, especially according to Rashi, and even honestly, the Fi the Rambam, if you look, and we didn't have time for this, if you look in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, when he talks about Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, Tumah Dechuya B'tzibur, and if you look in the Sugyus in Yoma, he seems to stress that the Ikar is the Kviyas Man, but both in the Sugya and in the Rambam, the term Tzibur sort of surfaces periodically. And so it seems like that Lefi the Rambam, the fact that it's the Iker thing, perhaps you could say, is the Kaviyazman. Lehalachat's Kaviyazman. But you could say that the Kaviyazman is a symptom of the fact that there's a carbon sibur. Einachanami halachically, the determinant factor is Kaviyazman. But the reason behind that, and the principles that the B'nai B'Seira and all those all the other, you know, Tanaim and the Amorim were dealing with in our Gemaras and Pesachim, what they were trying to highlight is that there is a link. There is a link between Kviyas Man and Sibur. And again, as we saw about the Minchas Chavitin, same thing about the Parshal Aaron, that even though it's his carbon, the other Kohanim are potentially Mechaper, how that works, whether it's Nikufya or not.
Particularly the Rambam.
I'm sorry?
I'm saying all these Karbonos, yeah. The Rambam, without going into it, has a particularly complex view of them both having dimensions of Korban Yachid and Korban Sibur. Par, Minchas Chavitin, certainly Korban Pesach. And again, I think you just said in B.S. Mikdash, it does sound that way, that the Rambam thinks that that's connected to Kavuah Lazman too.
Yeah, well, he says all Korbanos Sibur are definitionally Kavuah Lazman, and therefore that's why they're Doicha. But then he keeps on bringing up the Korban Sibur part, so it seems that it's linked. Somehow, or for some reason, the fact that it's Kovei Azman is connected to being a tzibur, that the tzibur is an institution that is always there, and it's...
It has to be. It's part of the schedule because of it. It's part of the firm schedule because it's a kiyum and klal Yisrael.
Right, yeah.
Everybody's tzibur.
That it has to be done. And so I think that works with the the Rambam. With the Rashi, I think you could say something similar to that as well. But even more so with the Rashi, the fact that it can vacillate between Yachid and Tzibur, depending on what the circumstances require, I think that more suggests that there's really elements of both in the Karban Pesach, that there's both an element of Yachid and an element of Tzibur, and at times one is stressed and at times the other is stressed. Again, there's really not time for this, but if you look in Pesach Mitzrayim, there's a lot of things that are Karban Yachid associated. It has to be Dafka those people. It has to be Dafka Labayis and the Mishpacha, and even when you don't have enough people and you have to branch out to other neighbors, it has to be Dafka people that are nearby. And yet at the same time, there's another medrash that says that Klal Yisrael all partook from Moshe Rabbeinu's Karban. So you sort of have this idea, again, whether we take that literally or not as a child, but you have this element of even Bizman, that it's very Yachid-centric, there's still an element of Tzibur. Also, this I saw in a Sicha of the Lubavitch Rebbe. He talks about how he quotes the Midrashim about how the house, the walls of the house were essentially a Mizbeach. And so he says that there's a distinction between a Bama and a Mizbeach, in that the Mizbeach has inherent Kedusha to it, as opposed to the Bama, where it's just merely a platform to be Makrif Karbonos to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And so essentially his thesis is that you're imbuing the bias to be, so to speak, a Mikdash Ma'at, which I think fits with the general gestalt of what we were saying earlier, that in order to join Klal Yisrael, the buy-in has to be on a micro level. And so you have to have this, so to speak, this interface of the Yachid and Tzibur, that the Yechidim have to become a little Tzibur, they have to be Mekadosh themselves like a Tzibur, and then that ultimately grows and coalesces into the general Tzibur. And that's why you have these overlaps of Karban Yochid and Karban Tzibur, depending on what the situation requires. There's a lot more. I'm sorry we didn't get to discuss the Balei HaTosfos at all. Very sorry, but yeah. Okay.
Very good. Covered a lot.